Section 8.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fry. Please take a seat. Now, how can I help you today?
I'm getting near the end of my tether, Mrs. Hill. I'm beginning to wonder if our court system works at all. I've already won a case in the county court which cost me a small fortune, and I'm not sure that after all I've been through, I'm any further forward than I was 12 months ago.
Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to tell me what's happened?
Well, I contracted with a builder last year to do some work on my business premises and a little bit of extra work on my home. I'm self-employed, Mrs. Hill, and I have a small fish and chip shop in the town centre. You probably know it. It's called Fry's Fries, between Roma Takeaway Pizza and the post office. I live in a flat above the shop. Neither the shop nor the flat had had any work done on them since 1990, and they were both looking a bit shabby. I noticed last year that there was suddenly a lot of new competition in town, with five new food takeaways opening within a few streets of me. They all look very new and up to date, and I noticed my weekly takings were dropping like a stone. I decided to modernise my business premises and to add a small sit-down cafe section, and I wanted new windows put in the flat, just to give the whole place a facelift.
I see. And I've a horrible feeling you're going to tell me that you paid him, and either he did no work at all, or substandard work.
Exactly right. So I took him to court last year to get my money back. I can't tell you how stressful it was, because I went to the small claims section of the county court and represented myself. I sued him for the return of the £4,000 deposit I'd paid him. I'd agreed to pay him £12,000 more in four instalments as the work was carried out. But luckily, I realised there was a problem long before I paid any of that. I'd taken out a loan over a period of 5 years to pay for the work, but luckily, the bank allowed me to pay it back immediately, and they even waived the early payment penalty due under the loan agreement. However, my business was closed for 3 weeks longer than I'd expected because he started the work but then just didn't turn up again. I'd expected just to be closed for a week, but I had to close the shop for almost a month, as my insurers told me I wouldn't be covered for any claim made by a visitor to my premises while the shop was in such an unsafe condition. In the end, I got another builder in to finish the job.
And what was the outcome of your court case?
Well, that's why I'm here. I won, but I've got no money back. The judge awarded me my £4,000 plus interest and costs. I didn't even bother trying to claim for the loss of earnings, as I was trying to make it quick and simple. The total sum the builder owes me is £4,655.90. But he hasn't paid a penny. I thought once I had won in court, I'd be sure to get my money back straight away. But apparently not. It's a joke, is what it is.
I see. You have my sympathy, Mr. Fry. According to research carried out by consumer groups, one in four successful claimants in court only ever receive part of the payment they were awarded. And apparently, 6% of successful claimants receive nothing at all. However, that's often because the defendant is unemployed or bankrupt, rather than simply unwilling to pay. The first thing we need to establish is whether or not your defendant has any money or other assets. Then we can look at the options for enforcing your judgment.
I see. Well, he's still working as a builder. He's changed the name of his business since his appearance in court, but I've had a look online, and I found a business that's definitely him. He's now called Bales Building Executives, instead of John Bales and Sons. Can we still go after him?
Most definitely. As we have his home address, we can ask the court to give us what's called a warrant of execution. We'll need to fill in a form, and unfortunately, we'll need to pay a small fee. But once we have the warrant, we can instruct bailiffs.
More fees. I knew it. And what is the procedure there exactly?
A bailiff with a warrant has the authority of the court to go to the defendant's home and seize goods to the value of his or her debt. In this case, the debt is roughly £4,500. So, a bailiff will go to the builder's house and take electrical goods, furniture, or anything else of value to be sold at auction to pay the debt. Most people panic when the bailiffs turn up and decide to pay their debt immediately. In fact, most bailiffs these days carry a chip and pin machine with them so that the debtor can pay what they owe there and then. The only things a bailiff can't take are items that are essential to the debtor's work. They have to be able to continue to earn a living.
Huh. The law always seems to protect these people in some way, doesn't it? Earn a living indeed. But nevertheless, it sounds like a good option. Can we go ahead with that?
We certainly can. If that doesn't work, we can go for the longer term option of a charging order. A charging order takes a while to get your money back, but it does the job eventually.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what a charging order is.
The order basically puts what's called a charge on the debtor's assets. A charge is a type of legal interest in an asset, which is held by a third party, such as you. So, for example, if we need to put a charge on your debtor's house, we can't force him to sell it, but it does mean you'll be paid what you're owed when he does decide to sell it.
I see. That seems a bit drastic. I want to draw a line under all of this if I can.
I quite understand. I'm pretty sure we can bring this to a rapid conclusion for you. A charging order is only a measure of the last resort. Leave it with me for now, and I'll be in touch.
Thank you. I'll wait to hear from you.